Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Horse Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to day two of the Punchestown Festival. And joining me on the line to go through the action is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you.
Good man. Another good day in prospect with more grade ones on the card, three grade ones today and a big grade here handicap chase as well. And you were in the winner's enclosure yesterday, so are you looking forward to today?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, as you said, good racing and couple of real good competitive friends, good, you know, it'll be hard to find some winners, but yeah, I suppose the Gold Cup being the highlight for the day.
Let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 340, and this is the Martinstown Opportunity Series final handicap hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles and 25 runners in the lineup this morning, with Sea Light just shading favouritism at 7-2, and that's been nibbled a little bit from 4-1. It's 4-1 for Highbrow Blue, 8-1 for Maguire's Glen, and 12-1 or bigger price as the rest. Pretty wide open this, AP. What are your thoughts on the first race?
Yeah, Sea Light hasn't run since he was fourth behind Gil Gamboa at Leopardstown earlier in the year. That's pretty good form. That was a very competitive handicap that he was fourth in. Highbrow Blue won well when he won at Wexford last time, so he's a horse that's definitely in the upgrade. And a couple of the others, I thought Maguire's Glen is after winning his last 2-1 pretty well, but I like Sea Light. I think his form of that big handicap hurdle in Leopardstown is good form.
Okay, Sea Light for AP. Then in the 340, the 420 is the second race, and this is the Louis Fitzgerald Hotel Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and you're in action for the first time, AP. You're on board Flaming Dawn. Conditions shouldn't be a problem, and second in a bumper here, so it does have course form in the past. But is it fair to say that he needs to improve a little bit here?
Yeah, I think so. He's got to improve a little bit on what he's shown. As you said, he's won a couple of races and done okay, but this is a big step up, I think, with the likes of Levent Fontaine, who has been pretty consistent. You know, he ran well enough last time behind Lieutenant Cullen. I like Chintellian. I think his form is very good. He was only 2.25 lengths behind Clung Dog Camper last time. He ran pretty well in the big handicap hurdle at Newbury earlier in the season. It's a race that the conditions suit him very well. I think he's the best form. I think he's probably one of the best chances of the day, to be honest. So there's a few others that have got bits of chances. Obviously, Nicky Henderson's bringing Medieval Chapel over. Carrick Moore, Wonder Warrior. But I like Chiltenian. I think he's one of the best chances of the day. So Chiltenian for me.
Okay, Cheltenian in the 4.20. The 4.55 is the Irish Daily Mirror Novice Hurdle. It's a grade one over 3 miles and a pretty warm renewal as well, with Beat That at the top of the betting at 13-8. Don Poli is 5-2. Verywood 5-1. Apache Jack is 8-1. And you ride Apache Jack this afternoon, AP. What do you make of your chances on that one?
Yeah, I think he's got a squeak. He was only 4.5 lengths behind Verywood and Cheltenham. So he ran very well. Doesn't have a lot to make up with Verywood. Obviously the Giggenstown have a few runners in here. Obviously Don Poli has got pretty good form, having won at Cheltenham. You know, he won pretty well when he won there too, so he's a progressive horse, and he's obviously Willie Monza's, and Beat That one well at Aintree. You know, I think those are the horses that you know, those are the horses with the best form. I think it'll be tough for any of the others. I suppose your fancy would probably just be for Beat That, but I like Apache Jack. I think at the prices of each way, I think he's definitely the each way value, if you like, and has a chance of winning. But Beat That and Don Poli, probably on what they've shown, I think Beat That probably was impressive enough at the injury, but would probably just go for him.
Okay, Beat That then for AP there. On to the big race of the day, the 5.30. This is the Grade 1 Punchestown Gold Cup. It's over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and Boston Bob is at the top of the betting at the moment, shading favouritism from On His Own, and Ruby Walsh has elected to ride Boston Bob of that pair. First Lieutenant's also quite prominent in the betting, as is Lyrene Legend, and you're in action as well, AP. You're on Argo Cats. only second to on his own in ratings in the race, and you look to get on pretty well with him when third in the entry poll. So what do you make of Argo Cat's chances?
Yeah, that was a big step up for Argo Cat. That was his best run, improved a lot. Hopefully he's got a chance again. It's a very open race. Boston Bob was a good winner at the entry. He looks like this trip will help him. It's interesting that Rich picked him ahead of On His Own, who was obviously second in the Gold Cup. Obviously, Lyrene Legend ran the Gold Cup as well. Long run, fell on the Grand National. First Lieutenant was probably a little bit disappointing last time at the entry. I think Boston Bob's the one we've got to beat, but I think Argo Cat has a chance, but I think Boston Bob's got the best form, so he's the one to beat.
Okay, Boston Bob the one to beat in the 5:30. The 6:05 is the Grade 1 Champion Irish National Hunt Flat Race. It's over 2 miles, and no ride here for UAP, so we'll start with the chances of Cheltenham Champion Bumper winner Silver Concord. He heads the betting this morning. He was pretty impressive at Cheltenham as well. Do you think he's the one to beat here, or would you side with something else?
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat here. The ground was pretty good. It punches down yesterday, and I think if it's the same today, it'll help. Silver Concord, Dermot Well, they're a very impressive winner of a bumper there yesterday as well, so he's obviously got a few decent ones. Shane Sills was obviously second, has decent enough form. Balak Hercules was fourth. Kivolt the Vic was sixth, so very open race. I like Silver Concord. There's nothing to suggest that any of the others should reverse the form of them in Punchestown from Cheltenham. So Silver Concord, if I was going for a little bit of value, I'd go with Cadoltovic, but I think Silver Concord's the one.
Okay, Silver Concord then. There, on to the 6:40, the penultimate race on the card today, and this is the Guinness Handicap Chase. It's a Grade A Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles, and you're on board Competitive Edge of the four JP McManus owned horses here, and there's been a bit of market support behind Competitive Edge as well, 10-1 into 7-1 at the time of recording. I'm guessing you picked him, AP. Is there a bit of confidence behind Competitive Edge?
I wouldn't say there was confidence behind him. He fell last time in the Grand Daniel, but it's a very open handicap, and I suppose with JP having the four runners, they've decided that I was in the right one, which makes a change considering I've got it wrong so many times this winter. But anyway, hopefully Competitive Edge is the best of the JP runners. Up Charlie won well when he won at Clonmel last time. He's probably got the best most recent form. King Volizela, Paul Nolan's is another one that's got a chance and passed the hat. Won well last time of Arthur Murs, you know, when he won at Leopardstown, so he's got good form as well. I think Pass the Hat is probably the one that we've got to beat. Hopefully Competitive Edge is a good chance, but Pass the Hat probably is the one.
Okay, Pass the Hat the one to beat then in the 6:40. In the final race this afternoon is the 7:15. We finish with a bumper over 2.25 miles, and the betting is headed by Totally Dominant this morning at 5-2. It's 7-2 for Fletcher's Flyer. Virtuoso Rouge is 4-1, 8-1 for Tato Park, and 10s are bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the lucky last, AP?
Yeah, not very original, but you'd probably go with the Willie Mullins horse, Totally Dominant. Being second in his two bumpers, you know, you would have thought that with the strength and depth of William Mullins has in bumpers, you would have thought that he won't be far away. Virtue Osoro was a winner of a point-to-point and was second in his bumper. He's definitely one that's got a chance. A couple of the others, Oscar Knight, I could see him at a bigger price running okay. And Fletcher's Flyer was the other one I thought won a point-to-point and was second in his bumper too, but not very original, but it's hard to get away from William Mullins, so I'm going to go for Totally Dominant.
Okay, Totally Dominant in the lucky last then. Thank you for speaking to us, AP. Good luck at Punchestown this afternoon, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.